Okay, here comes some free stuff I promised you. Hi, Mark here. Are you interested in getting a concealed carry permit in your state but might be a little confused of the process? Worry no more. You are not alone. Armed American Radio, in conjunction with the United States Concealed Carry Association, has teamed up to provide you this free report, How to Get a Concealed Carry Permit in Your State. Getting your free report is simple. Visit howtogetaconcealedcarrypermit.com. It's that easy. It's free. It's instant. No credit cards required from us to you. For your free report on how to get a concealed carry permit in your state, visit howtogetaconcealedcarrypermit.com. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy your free stuff, and I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Whoa, great hour. Great hour. Last hour, huge.
Yes.
The UN. Sean?
Yes, sir.
The arms trade treaty.
Yes.
Being negotiated in New York.
Mm-hmm.
In New York. Iran, Syria, Sudan. Do I need to go on? Negotiating on our shores.
Mm-hmm.
The desire to step on our Constitution.
Absolutely.
And a sitting U.S. president holding hands with our enemies. In doing so,
yep.
Is absolutely, if can't say that on the radio, take a breath.
Yes, deep one and count to 10. Please count to 10.
Somebody might want to talk to that John Kerry guy. He lost that election too. Al Gore, you know, is Obama stupid enough to put his signature on that treaty before an election? My gut tells me no, he's not. In fact, if you look at the NRA ILA website, they have some frequently asked questions or some factual statements about their position regarding some of the topics that I discussed with Stephanie.
Well, you know, you mentioned John Bolton.
Yeah.
In the last hour, and I agree with you. Because, like he had said, the whole Iran deal is going on with the Iran. I don't think they're going to do anything until after election.
No. They weren't stupid enough to put Obamacare into effect until after 2014. They knew.
But here's the thing. For everyone that hears my voice, this means you need to vote.
Oh, you better believe it means you need to vote.
Pay a lot of attention to the Senate, because there's where we need to work on, as well as the presidency.
Absolutely correct. KSUE, 1240 AM, Susanville, California. Welcome to the show. Great to have you tuned in live up in that beautiful northeast quadrant of Northern California. Mm. Yeah, I'm telling you. I've got big plans for you guys. You guys have a prison up there. I'm going to work on getting some of your local folks in here as a guest on the show. Some of those people know a little bit about crime and criminals. We'd love to have them on the program. KNNR, 1400 AM, Reno, Nevada. Welcome to the show. You know, I have a friend who hit a $2.5 million slot machine jackpot on a quarter.
What?
Yeah.
In Reno?
Oh, yep.
See, I need to go. I haven't been to Reno
sure
since
did.
I was a kid.
Yep.
Wow.
Drunk as a fart, too. Didn't even know what happened. He thought he was getting thrown out of the casino. Didn't have any idea that he had just won. He thought he broke the machine when it went ding, 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 ding.
Now, that's funny.
True story. David Kodria. I got to tell you, this is great. It's always fun to have David on. He is a regular contributor to the show. David Kodria from davidkodria.com. This is the individual who broke the Fast and Furious story with his partner, Mike Vanderbeau, and many, many moons ago made the decision here on this program that David was going to be a contributor on this broadcast. We would not rest until there was justice for the Terry family, until a decision was made about Eric Holder's fate, that we're going to see this thing through here. And I couldn't be more proud of that decision. And to call David Kodria a friend, to have spoken with him at a number of events, to be associated with him. David is coming by. The last week when you heard David, we weren't even sure of this, quite frankly, until just shortly after the program aired. But David and Mike Vanderbo were invited on the Lou Dobbs Show on Fox Business Channel that aired Thursday, just a few days ago. And David, welcome to the show. It was great to see you and Mike on national television in a mainstream setting being credited for breaking this story, finally, by Lou Dobbs.
Hey, Mark, good to be here. Before I go into that, I just want to say, before I got married, I used to go to Colorado, the Gunnison Powderhorn area, every summer with some friends, and we'd spend a week up in the mountains doing trout fishing. And 3 years in a row, we stopped in Mesquite, Nevada on the way out, and I won on silver dollar slots and paid for my summer vacation 3 years in a row.
Wow.
So
that's how you got that hat.
My system was I'd take $100 worth of silver dollars. I figured that, you know what, this money is already spent. I'm going to go through it. We're going to have this much time. We're not going to mess around because I'm not a gambler. Mm-hmm. And, just seemed to pay off. It wasn't big. Certainly wasn't $2.5 million.
Yeah, so it was an interesting story. This buddy of mine was with his mom, took her out to Reno to have some fun. He lived in San Francisco. And she went into the restroom, and he put a quarter in a machine while he's waiting for her. And ching, 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 just like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it, life can turn on a quarter, can it?
Amazing. And that's kind of almost what we figured, finally getting a shot on something like Lou Dobbs. Been following him for some time. He's had my friend Len Savage on back when he was on CNN. They were doing some work there. So I know that the guy follows Second Amendment issues. As you and I discussed, wouldn't be surprised if they follow Armed American Radio. Because he seems pretty knowledgeable on the Fast and Furious effort and Mike and my work. And I think this is a venue that happens to spread a lot of it. But it's a different kind of television, Mark. You know, we do this TV with James Toll.
American Trigger Sports Network. That's right. You and I contribute to that together.
Okay. And it's sitting in a panel having a conversation, much as we're doing now. Okay. Whereas on Dobbs, they sit you in a satellite studio somewhere. And this was a contractor studio, like a boutique-type studio. wasn't a Fox thing up here. And Mike was in one similarly down in Birmingham. And you're basically just looking at a camera. I mean, you go in, they do make you up, okay? Kind of feel like, you know, this is what's going to happen when the mortician gets a hold of me, try to make me look good, put some color in my cheeks and all that. And you're essentially, you have a little earpiece in. He did something that was nice because it was, like I say, new for me. And, you know, I'll be honest, I had a little bit of stage fright. I was a little nervous because you're working without a net. If you say the wrong thing or if you get it wrong or if you trip, everybody's going to see it. And this is kind of a one-shot type of a deal. And he came on beforehand and just chatted with us and told us that he liked our work. And I thought that was very professional and very very courteous of him to do that because it kind of set us both at ease and it set the tone that we are, in fact, having a conversation.
Right.
And, you know, you have to remember that because then you're sitting there looking at the lens and you have to just maintain eye contact with the lens. You can't see Lou. You can't see Mike. We had three screens going. And so you get none of the nonverbal cues on when you're supposed to talk, when you're supposed to be quiet and listen. All you basically get is what's going on through an earphone. And, you know, before you know it, of course, the whole experience is over. It's kind of like being on this program. You know, you think that if you're on the round table for an hour, my God, that's a whole hour. And then when it's over, you know as well as I do, you know better than anybody how quickly everything is over.
You only taken two sips of your scotch for crying out loud. The next thing you know, the show's over. Hey, listen, I would give you a piece of advice. You and I spoke right after your segment, about an hour or two after your segment had aired, gave you enough time to get that limo ride back home. Got to love that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Free limo ride on Fox News. You got to love that. And the fun part was, of course, listening to some of that. I was paying very close attention, if you will, to what Lou Dobbs was saying, his line of questioning. And you did. You hit the nail right on the head. He was very informed of your work. You could tell that some producer didn't just hand him some talking points and he went with that. He knew what you were up to. He knew who you were. He knew Mike's background, apparently, and made a comment about that when he said, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are afraid of you. And at the end of the program, he said, stay dangerous, gentlemen.
Yeah. I love stay dangerous. We got to get a button or something made up.
You know? I'll be the first one to buy the T-shirt, put a little TM on that, because that was very effective. But what was interesting about the conversation, and I know we're getting ready to take a break, so I'll set this up and we'll discuss it in the next segment. And I should tell listeners that you will be back in the roundtable later in the show for another hour, so we have quite some time with you today. What was interesting was, having that background, he clearly reads your work. You write about being on this program in your Examiner columns almost weekly. There's absolutely no way he hasn't tuned in to hear you. So to know that made us feel good here for giving you the airtime and making you a contributor on this broadcast. Incredibly valuable. And, of course, Mike was just here with you 2 weeks ago. We intend on having the both of you back on, because you got another email from the producers. We'll discuss it when we come back. Hey everybody, Mark here to tell you about three new DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. And get this is a major announcement. The Personal Defense Network is now making three essential full-length training DVDs available to the general public. You'll discover dozens of effective personal defense strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network's lineup of instructors. In these DVDs, get this, you'll discover techniques you'll need when confronted with extreme close-quarter shooting situations, including the engagement of multiple threats. You'll also see how to shoot from unorthodox positions, such as while seated or lying on the ground. The third DVD in this package demonstrates skill development drills that you can take to your local range to help fine-tune your shooting and self-defense skills. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the already low price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. Check it out now.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Old Faithful Holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. We're multitasking here today. We're so busy, we don't even know which end is up right now, and that's a good thing. David Kodria, welcome back to the show. Let's get right to you.
Let's get to it.
Okay, first of all, Clayton Kramer, historian, author, and he's the individual. You heard me talk a few weeks ago, and David, excuse me for just one second, but we were talking last week about Michael Belisiles being discredited. It was proven to be based on fraudulent research, and it was Clayton Kramer who, as you know, David, discredited Michael Belisiles' work. As a result, we've scheduled Clayton Kramer to come on the program, and I want to apologize. We're going to have to move him either into the roundtable in the third hour or next week, and I'll let you know we're working on that right now. David, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, he did great work on that, and they actually rescinded the Bancroft Prize that
That's
they
right.
handed out to this guy who basically came up with the dog ate my homework excuse for why he couldn't produce, you know, any backup for all of his claims. I thought that was hysterical. And Clayton also did another groundbreaking piece of work that I reference all the time. He wrote an article, a seminal article, called The Racist Roots of Gun Control.
Right. Excellent
and
piece.
It's just, you know, it just lays it all down there. Essentially what it's all about, from the slave codes to the Reconstruction era
right.
black codes.
The old Jim Crow law.
Looking forward to hearing Clayton on this program.
Yeah, it was back on December 13th, 02, when Belisiles' Bancroft Prize was revoked by Columbia University Board of Trustees, in large part due to Clayton Kramer's work. And we'll have Clayton Kramer rescheduled, so I apologize. We've been running very, very far behind. Today we have a packed program for you. David, as I said before, very proud of the work that you did on the Fox Business Channel on Lou Dobbs. And here's what I felt was very important. I felt like it vindicated it made my life a lot easier. Let me put it that way. It vindicated our decision to run full steam with this story, with this Fast and Furious, David. And never let up. And we're not going to. And the reason that it made me feel that way personally was because we've tried here in many different ways with press releases, breaking stories, to try to get you guys the due, if you will, that you're due. And the credit that you so deserve for the... How many hours of research have you put into this, David? You couldn't even count it.
I would have absolutely no idea, but yes, you're right. We so appreciate the opportunity to be on Armed American Radio, because one of the readers sent me in a comment, and I don't have it exactly memorized, but basically the rock appears stronger, but the stream is steady and persistent.
There you go.
We have been able to put through a persistent stream. We've been able to break news on this program. The audience has been able to do what I'm often, I guess, turning into a pain in the neck, chastising to be force multipliers and spread the word on this kind of stuff, but it's been happening. You know, Mark, I can't see a story anymore about the administration. I don't care what the topic is. Somebody's going to put in a comment about Fast and Furious and walking guns to Mexico, and I kind of love it because, well, you know, together we have managed to alter the public consciousness, and this Lou Dobbs is kind of a nice culmination. On top of that, that very same week, Fox News ran a piece. The reason Dobbs had us on was our ethics complaint, right, with the D.C. bar against Holder. Mike and I were mentioned by name on the Fox News story. And, of course, William LaJeunesse did a recorded piece where he called us two bloggers. You know, I got to get on this guy. You know, come on. He has our email addresses. He knows who we are. Right. What's this two blogger stuff, William? Come on, guy. But anyway, you know, aside from that, yeah, you'd mentioned something about the producer before the break, so I'll let you go ahead and talk.
Well, is it okay to refer to and paraphrase the email that you got?
Let's let you tell it.
They want you back on the air. You're going back on Lou Dobbs again later this week.
Friday is what we've got scheduled. So, you know, when we were asked to come on, the producer did have some questions for me, and I gave him, you know, some answers to about four or five different questions, and we really only had time. I got a chance to open my yap about twice during that segment, and then it was over. And so there's a lot of supplemental stuff that we never got a chance because, again, it's a format that's quite different from this where you and I can have a conversation. The time is so short that you only have time to react to the precise question that's being asked, and then before you know it, it's over. There's not a chance to establish the type of a dialogue that we're
having.
Yeah,
there ain't no
right
room
now
to pontificate when you're staring in front of that camera. And believe me, Dobbs has got all the producers behind him, and they're all working behind the scenes on a clock. I want to read you an email that I got, and you're going to take this to heart. Sticks and stones, but not words. President Obama may wish he didn't say these words. Quote, ultimately, I think Mr. Romney is going to have to answer those questions because if he aspires to being president, one of the things you learn is you're ultimately responsible for the conduct of your operations, unquote. The operation called Fast and Furious is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Mexicans and some of our own Border Patrol agents. You are responsible for this operation, Mr. Obama. You have blood on your hands. You said so. That's from Bob Chuck in Westchester. I'm assuming that's Westchester, Pennsylvania. Bob, right on the money. This is the nail being pounded. That was beautiful, David. Thoughts?
I just love it. And the thing that I love, Mark, is so many people get it. And we illustrated that a couple weeks ago when we had Matthew Shermer here. He was a listener who wrote an email to you. And then I had him here. I invited him to my house since he lives nearby. We had him on the program. And I told you that if he is representative of an armed American radio listener, you've got such a well-educated audience. And what you just read, you know, again, shows that the people we're bringing the message to are getting it, and they are being the force multipliers for it. That just fills me with enthusiasm.
And it should. They're engaged. And the fact that they're engaged, well, let's face it, this is a targeted audience. I'm going to read you an email. I'm going to save it for later in the roundtable. You know, we were talking about the derechos. Sean, you remember the derechos we were talking about?
You know what? I had that with some chili and cheese last week, I'm telling you.
You wouldn't believe the boneheads, the global warming alarmist boneheads that come crawling out of the weeds, David. Well, you would because you're used to getting mail like that all the time. They come crawling out of the weeds like they've been sitting back in there for hours. They just come crawling out. David, we're going to talk more with you in the roundtable for a full hour or so. Ladies and gentlemen, that was David Kodria. We're going to give him another hour later on in the program. Make sure you stick around. We're going to have Rob Pincus and Mark Craighead next after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
My dad's Mercedes E-Class has 26,000 miles on it, but I'm taking it to a billion zillion.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
Thanks in advance, Dad.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
As moms, we're all about keeping our families safe. Safe from scraped knees, bullies, and broken hearts. Safe from trashy TV shows and websites. And if they ever get sick, we want safe, dependable health care to help get them back on their feet. As a Christian mom, that's why I love MediShare. It's not insurance. It's a nationwide network of Christians who share each other's medical bills. We can choose our own doctors and pediatricians. But the best part is, MediShare members practice healthy, biblical lifestyles, which keeps costs down, way down. And for moms like me, that means real peace of mind.
To learn more, visit MediShare at medi-share.org or call us at 1-855-PSALM-81 today. That's 1-855-PSALM-81. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Not available in Montana.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's sleep number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
ArmsList.com, what a beautiful thing. You got to love that. This is a crazy, upside down, freaked out, bizarro world that we live in. You hear me say it every week on the show, which is why you need to check out right now, and it's available at whitefeatherpress.com or amazon.com, take your pick, book by Cameron Reddy, By Force of Patriots. In a world flipped upside down by liberal policies and political correctness, where all three branches of the federal government assert previously unknown levels of coercive power, sound familiar? Americans decide enough is enough and rise up to take back their country. It's a great read. Check it out at whitefeatherpress.com or at Amazon. Pick it up. Running $14-$15. It's a book. Get it. Read it. It's just so fitting for what we discuss here on this show every week. Okay, this is going to be a great two segments. We're going to open up a can of worms here. I love it. We're going to stoke the fires. And we're going to talk about open carry versus concealed carry. We're also going to give away the Facebook giveaway, the Crossbreed Holsters Shooters Pack, outside the waistband dual mag carrier, outside the waistband holster for a gun of your choice, your gun, and a belt custom made for you. It's a great pack, over $130 value. We're going to give that away in the next segment. So you still have time to head over to facebook.com/armedamericanradio and get your name on the list. We've got over 1,400 of you participating. But we're going to open up this segment with Mark Craighead from Crossbreed Holsters and Rob Pincus with a little audio clip to get the fire started. Sean, let's run it. This is from Trigger Time TV.
Now, when we're inside of our home, a lot of people think that they might just carry openly because they're not worried about offending anyone in their area, and they're going to be able to react faster if someone comes into their home in that home invasion situation. Now, certainly we can think of times when walking around with a gun in our hand would get us better prepared to respond, but that's not something we're likely to do. Now, I'm not a big fan of open carry at all in the public environment or inside of our home in the private environment. Right now, I'm carrying inside the waistband appendix in a way that I normally would carry in a public environment. Now, I happen to be set up right now with a Crossbreed holster and a full-size gun. I'm also wearing another Crossbreed holster that will take this full-size gun in a typical open carry position back here at the 3 or 4 o'clock. We're going to take a look at the actual times of presentation and see exactly what we're giving up with the typical concealed type carry versus the open type carry. So let's take a look at this open carry presentation first. Now, I'm not a big fan of shot timers. I don't think that we really get a lot of value out of them in the big picture. But right now, for an apples-to-apples comparison, so we can see what we're gaining or giving up when we go to concealed carry, let's go ahead and use this random start timer. I'm going to place that right there. I'm going to put my hands up here just to give me a set place. And that was 1.43. Let's take a look at that again. And that was 1.37. So we're right in that 1.4 area. Now I'm going to go ahead and take my random start timer, put it in a different position, and we're going to go inside the waistband in a concealed configuration, and we'll take a look again. Again, apples to apples. And that was 1.65. And again, and that was 1.48. Now, if we take those averages, you can see that I'm giving up maybe just a little bit more than a tenth of a second. So we go from an average of somewhere in the low 1.5s to an average right around 1.4. Something like a tenth of a second, maybe 0.15 seconds. This is not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. But what do I give up if instead of having a concealed firearm, when someone bursts through my door and finds me inside of my home with my family, and I'm trying to get them to calm down, I'm trying to get my family behind me, I'm saying, sir, you're in the wrong place, stop, stay back, leave us alone, getting the family behind me, and when they look over there, then I can go for my firearm and potentially defend myself. On the other hand, if my firearm is exposed, if my gun is right here, and they see it, and they know that I'm armed, and they know that I have a lethal potential means of defending myself, maybe they decide to shoot me right away. Maybe they say, keep your hands where I can see them. Maybe they don't look away because they can see I have a gun, and they're going to rush me right away, disarm me, and now I've lost the opportunity to protect my family. So not just in an open carry public space environment, but also open carry is a disadvantage inside of the home. It takes away your tactical advantage, and it really doesn't mean much more in terms of time to deploy once you've practiced from a concealed carry. So again, not a fan of having the gun exposed, even if you're going to carry inside of your home. Keep it here, keep it concealed, and know that when you need it, it's simple enough to get it out and be able to take advantage of that element of surprise when the opportunity presents itself. You're not going to be able to be sitting on the couch, relaxing with your family, watching a movie, and have your front door burst in and magically whip your gun out and stop that threat. There's going to be a reaction moment. You're going to have that startle response. You're going to focus on them. You might look at your family. There may be positional things you have to worry about, other things going on besides just magicking the gun out. What you just saw was a very staged, choreographed set of presentations. I don't think I can present in 1.4 from this holster when someone bursts through my door. I don't think I can present in 1.5 from this holster when someone bursts through my door. So the point of the exercise is to know that we're not giving up very much at all in terms of real time when we decide to go for our gun, but we're gaining a huge amount in terms of that surprise, that response, that reaction when we decide that the right opportunity is there for us to go for our firearm to protect ourselves or our family inside of our home.
Trigger Time is brought to you by Crossbreed Holster.
All right, Sean, you can go ahead and cut that. Now, here's Pandora's box. Now let's open it. Let's bring Mark Craighead in first. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I love that stuff. That's powerful.
Our products, of course.
Your products and oh yeah, of course. I'm actually carrying in one of your products right now in an outside the waistband crossbreed, which is extremely comfortable. The Trigger Time. Tell us very quickly that's a segment for Trigger Time TV, right?
Yes, that is Rob's Home Defense segment on Trigger Time TV, which is currently airing on the Pursuit Network. And you can also catch it live, or not live, but catch the previously aired episodes very quickly on the web, TriggerTimeTV.com, and, of course, Facebook. It's a great show. I'm the host. Rob does the Home Defense segment. We've got some other folks on there, and it's going really well. Pretty proud of that.
We happen to know a little bit about that. It's a dynamite segment. We ran that on the Armed American Radio Facebook page, as you saw, and the responses. They just come flying in. So we said, you know what? We're going to make this a two-segment section of Armed American Radio today. In fact, we'll use it for Rob's Armed American Radio's Personal Defense Network sponsored tip of the week. Rob, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Great, man. Good to be here. Good to be here with you and Mark. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, good, buddy.
You know, Rob, I got to go here with you, okay? We've just opened the door to the open carry, concealed carry debate. And anybody paying very careful attention to that, you didn't even have to be paying careful attention, knows where you come from there. Give us the rundown from what we just heard. Now, we've only got 2 minutes, and we have a whole other segment. So,
well, we'll get into it, some of the details maybe in the other segment, but I think, you know, this whole quote-unquote can of worms really opened up on Armed American Radio. It might have been a year and a half ago, maybe approaching 2 years ago, where, you know, something came up. I think it was some guys got arrested or at least charged.
The Madison Five in Wisconsin.
IDs to a police officer when they said, hey, what are you doing? We want to talk to you about carrying the guns. You scared some people. And I said, you know, those guys really weren't cooperating with the police, weren't representing gun owners, responsible gun owners, good citizens, whatever category you want to put them in. I don't think they were representing that group well because they weren't cooperating with the police, and that's ignorant. Well, what happened was that was a comment made off the cuff based on what was going on there. And, of course, a lot of people were offended by that. A lot of people challenged it. And what grew out of that was my vehement position that anybody who's carrying a gun for political activism, particularly where it's already legal, which sort of defeats the purpose of political activism, right? It's like Rosa Parks insisting on sitting in the back of the bus. Like, well, you're already allowed to do that. Doesn't mean anything.
Rob, I need you to hold that thought right there. That music means we need to take a break. I'm sorry we're running out of time quickly, but we have a whole other segment, and we'll get on it as soon as we come back right here on the Armed American Radio Network with Mark and Rob.
Old Faithful Holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Car Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Car Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger. The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3 to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Dissy Gear, makers of outdoor packs, fine custom shotgun cases and accessories, and custom-made leather gun belts. Visit Dissy Gear at DISSEgear.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Let's start with Mark at Crossbreed Holsters first, regular contributor to the show. Mark, welcome back. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know what, Mark? I'm going to tell you this right up front. On national radio, that I opened up this show with a segment, an almost unbelievable segment about the United Nations and the gun grab going on there and our president willing to subvert the U.S. Constitution and treason and everything else. And I'm going to get more mail on this segment than I do about the United Nations. I can assure you that the phones were ringing during the break already. Rob Pincus, regular contributor. Welcome back, my man.
Good to be here, dude. Sorry I went a little long on the exit from the last segment.
No, you're absolutely fine, and you agree with my statement about the UN and the mail that I'm going to get on open carry versus concealed, right?
Oh, I mean, there's some people who are very passionate about it, and, right. and I love their passion. I love their dedication to what they probably believe is a good thing for gun owners. But I think that, you know, the change in laws in California and the controversy that comes up in the news whenever we see a group of people, and it's not, hey, this was awesome and it was great. It's always going to be presented as a controversial thing, especially if you go out trying to cause controversy. If you're walking the streets with an open carry firearm with a video camera in your hand so that you can videotape your interaction with the police, you're looking for a confrontation, you're looking to cause controversy, and you're making a political statement. Now, fine, if that's what you want to do, the country allows for that. I don't agree with it. I don't think it's a responsible thing to do. Now, that's been this ongoing debate for the last year and a half, you know, 2 years, ongoing, you know, drama on the internet, or you get the calls, you get the emails, we get the Facebook messages. What I've been trying to steer the conversation to, and this is what we tried to do with the aftermath of that clip airing on Trigger Time last week, is really trying to steer the conversation away from the politics, because at the end of the day, I've got my opinion on the politics of it, and other people have other opinions, and that's what politics is about. I have a degree in political science. It's about contradicting opinions, and that's fine. What we shouldn't have contradicting opinions about as a self-defense, personal defense, home defense educator, which is really what I do. I'm not a political, you know, commentary person. I'm a educator in the areas of personal and home defense. In that realm, there really isn't room for two sides of the discussion. One way has to be better under any given set of circumstances. And I firmly believe and try to demonstrate how the slight advantage of faster presentation time does not outweigh all of the tactical negatives of open carry in regard to home defense. And I really think, you know, that's the best place for us to have a discussion and to have educational points, because the political opinions, we know that people are upset, they're emotional, they may or may not change them. What can be done is we can have a conversation that leaves the politics on the side and actually talks about the tactics of what's best, open carry or concealed carry. And again, I come down firmly on the side of concealed carry, even inside the home.
I'll tell you what I found interesting, Mark Craighead. Mm-hmm. What I found interesting on the debate, and you saw the Facebook page debate on Armed American Radio, and it got very lively.
Going our Facebook, we had a huge one going too. So.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how that goes? That's always a debate. Now, you manufacture these holsters. You make and of course, Rob was carrying in the video that we showed, in an IWB, inside the waistband crossbreed, and an outside the waistband crossbreed. And to those of you who were unaware that crossbreed makes outside the waistband, let there be no mistake now. Yes, they do, and I had the link up on the site, so make sure you head over there. But, Mark, it's interesting when you look at some of those comments, just how passionate they are, and all Rob was doing in the video, and you heard it, the audio from that video, Theater of the Mind, was, in essence, these are my findings. This is what I found. I'm basing my opinion on this empirical evidence, right?
Yeah, and I would actually had never stepped into the concealed carry versus open carry melee that
Welcome.
It quickly becomes. My face shield snapped down and I pulled the mace out and was like, wow, this is crazy. But passion, people are so passionate on both sides of the argument. But one thing I did find, quite honestly, in Rob's defense from a tactical standpoint, many of the people that would rebut his findings, and they're not really an opinion, their findings, is it would be a purely emotional response. Frankly, I fall on the concealed is better side of the map. I'm not going to denigrate anyone that carries openly. I prefer to carry concealed. I do feel that having that firearm hidden, if you are ever confronted, is indeed an advantage until the time you choose to let the bad guy know that you have it, whether that's right. the very first instance something happens or that several minutes into the encounter. If you're carrying open, you can't even exercise that option. It no longer exists unless you just hide, which is, I mean, taking cover is a great plan, you know, but again, people would almost become personally offended about it versus saying, well, that's the way you choose to carry. I might do it differently. That's what I found interesting or almost not unbelievable, but it took me aback. I was like, look, can't folks just discuss it?
It's amazing how passionate those arguments get and really their findings on either side. I encourage both. If you live in an open carry state and you wish to open carry, I'm not going to tell you not to. I open carry from time to time, but I'm going to be honest with you. When I do open carry, it is to make a political statement, Rob. I there is no other reason for me to do so. I believe the tactical advantage lies with concealed carry as well, and I'm obviously on record having said that. Gentlemen, I'm going to open that debate back up on Armed American Radio Monday or Tuesday of this coming week to give people an opportunity who can't hear the show live to go back in and listen to the recorded version. And let's follow it some more, Mark, and see what we get.
Under what situations, Mark, would you carry openly to make a political statement?
Just as simple as going to the grocery store.
Okay.
A tactical advantage is clearly, to me, I agree with you, I believe it's a tactical advantage to carry concealed, but I can, because of the nature of what I do, in many cases, from time to time, I will carry openly. And that's just an honest statement. There's really no tactical advantage, I don't think, of my doing so. And I've interviewed people on this show. Many of the people in the Facebook debate that we had going referred to the interview that I did with the individuals who stopped an armed robbery by virtue of the fact that they were openly carrying in the Waffle House right down the road from me in Kennesaw, Georgia, and were unaware that they had stopped the robbery until they had talked to police officers after the fact.
That's an incident I was not aware of. You know, we hear a lot of folks on the open carry side of the debate, they talk about the deterrent factor.
Right.
That is something that I'm still having a little bit of trouble getting my head around, because I haven't really gone out and researched examples of both, you know, because there's both sides. Well, some guys say, well, if you're carrying open, the bad guy's just going to shoot you right off the bat. Well, not necessarily. Maybe that side of your body's turned away from him. I don't know. Whatever. And then the pros say, hey, it's a deterrent. You know, the wolf's not going to attack the sheep with a fang. You know, so there's an example of that.
In many cases, we don't have the evidence or the research to back that up because we may never know.
Exactly.
Had it not
just
been
like
for a subsequent conversation,
crime by being, you know, by simply someone drawing, and
right.
You know, the criminal sees, oh, this person's obviously prepared to defend themselves, whether that came open or concealed, and they flee. That's not going to be a police report, so we have no statistic.
Clearly, a fun conversation to have, Rob Pincus. I've got obviously Mark Craighead here, and the two of you work very close together. I'm going to award the winner here. Sean just hit me in my ear. We have the Armed American Radio Facebook winner, Joe Henkelman. Joe Henkelman, Mark from Crossbreed, resides in Effingham, or is from Effingham, Illinois. Joe, congratulations. You've won the Shooter's Pack. We'll make sure to get a hold of you over the next 24 hours. Mark Craighead, regular contributor, thanks for being on. Appreciate it.
No worries. We're glad to be here.
You betcha. Rob Pincus, we just never have enough time, but you'll be back next week. You know that.
I'll be back at least with one of the Personal Defense Network tips, and looking forward to the next time I get to be live.
Sounds good to me. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show. When we come back, the roundtable, Clayton Kramer will be here. David Kodria will be here. The Mad Ogre, we'll see if he's mad. We'll talk some hardware with him. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do so. We'll be back in the roundtable right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark year. Jealous me by the clamor now, baby.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Hi, this is Janet Mefford. More than 2 million people conduct spiritual searches online every single day. And through the Ministry of Global Media Outreach, they can find the good news of Jesus Christ. Global Media Outreach shares the gospel with hurting people from across the world online 24/7. But there are millions more to reach. Won't you help? With your gift of just $50, you'll help Global Media Outreach impact 500 people with the gospel online. So please call 877-578-2464. That's 877-578-2464. Please call now.